it's a matter of opinions. But during Sukkot, they brought water to pour it on the Mizbeach in order to pray for the water. Now, when we have this, that in order to pray for the water, during they have to draw water and bring it. They made a big celebration out of it. Why? Why the Chachamim took this mitzvah to make a big celebration, a big noise about it? They went to draw water and bringing it with music, and every rabbi used to dance and to do all kind of tricks. They said one rabbi used to take 7 candles, throw them, one after another, and still doesn't go off. Nothing extinguishing them. What they used to do, they used to take kerchief to put on the water. He puts his 2 feet together without separating it, and he picks it up with his mouth from them. The rabbi used to do that to show, to make people happy. Oh, look at the noise. Like I see today, I saw David Arzeri comes to Hatan, Sameh Hatan, he's next to a candle. So it's in his mouth. Okay, the Sameh Hatan Mekalla. That's what they do. And they used to make, the Gemara said, Mishilora Asim Hat Beta Shoava, Lora Asim Hamiyamab. If you didn't see that joy and happiness that the Jewish people used to have, Simchat HaShoava, you never knew what joy and happiness is. Why the Chachamim did so much about this? With the Tzadokim, the Rishayim, came and said, nonsense, there isn't this mitzvah. They went against Chachamim, that they told him, there is this mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Because the Tzadokim said there isn't, Chachamim wanted to emphasize and to show how great this mitzvah is, and they made such a big joy and happiness about it. Simchat Beit HaShoava, that's why they say. And up to now, as I told you, during Beit HaMikdash used to be Simchat Beit HaShoava. The Gemara said there is another perush for Shoava. That because of this mitzvah, many people that they show joy and happiness used to get Ruach HaKodesh. Because it said, Shemisham She'avu Ruach HaKodesh. Shema Yisrael, can you imagine? If you did the mitzvah that some people neglected, they tell you no mitzvah, and you show your belief in God, and you did, you deserve to have Ruach HaKodesh. So imagine how important it is to believe in the mitzvah that Hachamim tell us, how important it is that used to be many people, you know what Ruach HaKodesh is? Holiness. A person becomes holy, that many times what he says always comes true. Because we know that all people like Moshe Rabbeinu, Adon Kanevim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appeared to him and told him everything. Okay, he used to see and hear. Later on they came to him that they heard only, but they didn't see anything. But later on they couldn't know, see nor hear, nothing. No Nevi'im. But they had Ruach HaKodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives some holiness to a certain person that he can tell what's going to happen. That's by certain intuition, feeling that he knows what comes. The holiness of, that's called Ruach HaKodesh. It's Kedusha, a great Kedusha for a person to become, to own that Ruach HaKodesh. They say that a rabbi once passed in the synagogue, Beit HaMidrash, he heard somebody praying, oh God, Ribbono Shel Olam, please give me Ruach HaKodesh. The rabbi heard him, what am I? The rabbi said, hey you, the Gemara said, Tefillah Osa Mehtza. Tefillah, the person asks for a lot of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him half. I'm afraid they will give you half. Be careful. They will give you Ruach without Kodesh. Shema Israel. There will be a man disturbed mentally. He said, don't pray anymore. In order to have Ruach HaKodesh, you have to deserve it. you will remain with Ruach without Kodesh. That means, but Ruach HaKodesh was something like it. In every generation, they say there are some rabbis with Ruach HaKodesh. Who knows who they are? They say in every generation there is 36 tzaddikim, but nistarim. They're in the hiding. Nobody knows about them. No. Today, everyone becomes already a Kabbalist, and he comes and said that, give you an announcement. Rabbi so-and-so is coming, he's great. If you want, call up. You will get an appointment to get the beracha from him. This is not nistarim anymore. That's giluyim. Giluyim, I doubt all this. Especially we believe that must be a person great in learning Torah. A scholar. If he's not a scholar, forget about it. How could become Ruach HaKodesh without Torah knowledge? There are many of them, they come here without Torah knowledge. They make miracles. I don't know. I don't go after these things. But look, this is what, unfortunately, the generation, the truth, the people are desperate. And they don't know what to do. Sometimes they have problems. They look for anything to hang on to solve their problems. Now, this is what we can some hadrat shava, or shayu shavim wa hakodesh, or shavim the water, in order to be in a sechimotan gabem. It's an important thing, some hadrat shava. I'm not has shalom taking it lightly. Now, there is another mitzvah in Sukkot. What is it? Arba'a minim. The Torah said, "Vasukot teshuvu shvat yamim." That's separate mitzvah. There is another mitzvah in it. What is it? To take four kind of branches, trees that you have, take them, and just pick them up. Pick them up for what? Ulkahtem lachem b'yom rishon, peri etz hadar. Our rabbis told us, what's peri etz hadar? Etrog. And according to Rambam, according to Rishonim, hadar means etrog. Hadar in Hebrew, in Aramaic, they call it etrog. That's the name of the fruit, hadar. Chachamim made also Aitz shepriyo ve'aitzo, ta'am priyo ve'aitzo shave, that the tree, if you take the wood of the tree and you take the fruit, it's the same taste. That is the fun that etrog is this. Also hadar, hadar, mishana leshana, continues more than 1 year, stays the whole year on the tree. That means they find that this remazim for the etrog. But really, that they say etrog, Moshe Rabbeinu told them this is the etrog. Say hadar means the word etrog in Aramaic for the word hadar. That's peri etz hadar. Kapot temarim, branch of palm tree. That is dates. That's the date goes. But should be with the dates or without the dates? So wait a minute. They didn't say take the food. Said kapot temarim. Kapot is the branch of the date tree. But also take it, why do you say kapot? Say anaf. Why do you say kapot? We say kafut. Kafut is closed, tight. Take it when it is still tied together, not after spreading open. Should not be open, should be closed. Ooh, that's why when they take a lulav, they look at it, is it closed or already open? You know, each leaf of the lulav comes like that. It's attached here and closed like this, like a book. Now, if this will be open, it's no good. Because the Torah said kafut. Kafut means closed. The question is, what's kafut? Majority or even a little? Many of the Rishonim, they say, if the middle one, even the little is open, it's no good. That means it's not attached here, will be this way open. Even though it touched at the bottom, it's not good. Each one of them, it comes from two, that at the back is one, and here it is, you can see it's, you can open the page. This is like a book, exactly. Now, that means, a person when he buys lulav, what does he look for? At all, many, many long stories. A dog should not be hasel, should not be hole in it, should not be shell peeled, should not be also sickness in it. Sickness they call what? Pimples. There's pimples on that dog. They say, all kind of pimples. What's called a pimple now? Shahan Abu talks about those spots that there is. They thought, which spot is no good, which spot is good. Then came after they talk about that dog. They tell you, look, the top, called in Hebrew Pitemet, the nipple, should be there. If that's his cut, it's Hazer. The orchids, the bottom, there's like the stem, part of the stem from the wood of the tree, it's there. Should be there, not pulled out. That because otherwise it might be Hazer. Then that means they look, shape, nice shape. Not being, some of them long and thin. Some of them like that. And it's like a human being. One is skinny, like toothpick, and one is fat. You know, take it nice. And that's called Muhuddar. Hadar, beauty. Ze'eli, be'anvehu. Okay, then they look also, there will be no spots. And shouldn't be the mar'eh, shouldn't be dry. Yavesh is pasur. Should be fresh. Thing. Shouldn't be very green, but green that in the future will become yellow, it's okay. Then this is what they look for in the etrog. Comes the lulav, we look for a number of things. First of all, take should be thick, full, fresh, green, and see if it is straight. Lulav kafuf pasul. You know, the lulav has a spine like, the very green line, oh, that's the spine. The spine should not be bent down. Should be. We are proud that God chose us. This is the lulav. Should be straight. And we check it. Is it straight? Okay. Some people check it this way. They put it like a rock on me. No. I check it standing on the pole. I see better. I can tell straight or not. If it is bent to the back, it's good. But it shouldn't be bent to the front. That's not good. Kafuf. Lulav kafuf pasul. Okay. Then, as we say, it should not be open because the Torah said kaput, kafut, closed. That's the lulav. We come then, after that, what's the thing? Anaf, etz, avot. What's anaf? Branch of a thick tree. What kind of, what are you talking about? That the stem is thicker than other trees. Which one is that? Our Rabbah told that this is Hadas. And they learned three words that Torah used, Anaf, Eitz, Avod, to tell you that should be Meshulash. What's Meshulash? Here there is leaves in it. The leaves, they come in a straight line here. They come exactly from that line. One here, one here, one here. That's called Meshulash. Three in the same circle of line, round, straight. Here's three, here's three, here's three, here's three. All of them Meshulash. Some of them they come two, two, two. No good. Call it Adas Shoteh. Then there is some of them they come one, two. One, two. Also no good. That is was very difficult most of the years to get Adasim Meshulashim. This is the most difficult among the four. The most difficult one. Because this year, beauty came in the market at the Simishulashim. Unbelievable. The best. But they sell them very, very expensive. Sell three Hadassim, just for one set. The Hadassim alone, $20. Somebody called me on the phone, Rabbi, aren't you Rabbi going to do something to it? This is a murder, slaughtering the people. What are they doing? Taking $20 for a branch of a tree, three of them. But this is the demand. Like anything else, people want to do the mitzvah, everybody wants to take it. That's why some people, they give you a set, it goes with the set. Some people, no, I sell you a drug. The other sim, you pay me by itself. No? Okay, it's up to the businessman, what does he do with you?
Yeah, he has a suit on, okay.
Now, This is Hadassim Shurashim from today. There is in the market, especially the best Hadassim. They come from Tzfat, the city of Tzfat in Israel. Northern city Tzfat has the best Hadassim in the world. No one in the world has the Hadassim of Tzfat. Mishulashim and good beauty, the leaves last longer, everything. I said, no. I go, but the man knows me already. I used to go through a lot of problems. Always this business used to be well on east side. We used to go to east side to murder. I spent there days to get my Hadassim, Etrogim, killing. I went a few years ago. At least was 90 degrees. It took us into a room inside. The 90 was 120. And people are fighting. Everybody wants, give me. Everyone wants to select. We spent 6 hours till I took not all the Hadassim I needed. And that heat, and then it's a murder. Now, Baruch Hashem, the business moved over here. Borough Park, Coney Island Avenue, there is plenty already. You know, now there became more business here than there is in Israel. But still, the inside is the distributor is over there. He is the one distributes them. Those people, Friedman, are the biggest people in it. And they supply the people. But how is it? You go to them, you get it more expensive than you get it. Yeah, now Hashem Asa Hesed Amman was kind to us. That this merchant, they bring it. They know already I got to someone, the Iman, who is expert in the business. So I want to know what you want. I'll prepare it for you. Finish. He prepares it for me. I go. She picks up the best already. Sometimes I don't like one of them. Give me another one. Okay. That's just. Then we get it. And I know he never disappoints me with the Hadassim. Always comes. Even if there is no Hadassim in the market, he gets it for me. So we get it. Baruch Hashem. And there is no problems today. Of course, Arava, there is many things look Arava, but not. And Sharon gave us Siman. The Arava, the stem is red. The real Arava is the stem, there is some redness in it. The others don't have only green. Then, the real Arava is long and smooth. And the other one has like teeth. That's not Arava, they call it Tzapsefa in Hebrew. That means, looks like Arava. You think it's Arava, it's not Arava. This is not what the Torah spoke
about. What do you mean by teeth? You mean they have rind in the leaf?
And the leaf itself.
Have rind.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, to attack all these things, of course, there's a mazim. I said the simple meaning what? To pray for all the trees, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless our trees, will give us everything, blessed year. The simple thing, that is the time. But they come, they say also there is number of things. Etrog is a symbol representing the heart. The lulav, the spine. The hadas, the eyes. Because the leaves of the hadas looks exactly like shape of the eye. The arava, the lips. Because that the leaf look. That means these are the four most important things to watch yourself with, that you have only. The eyes should look only at good things, not the wrong things. The mouth, know what to talk, what not to talk. And then the spine is the most important thing of the body. That activates, God forbid, if there is something in the marrow of the spine, something. There's paralysis, there is all kind of things. A person stops the function altogether. Because that's what combines together, links the brain with all the body. This is the spine. And that tell you to be careful with all this in heart. Oh no, who doesn't know the importance of the heart? And they say that the person should, from the bottom of his heart, he believes in God, does what God wants, you know, just in his mouth, he said, of course, I do this, I do that. Only him, from the mouth outside. But inside, God knows. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can testify. Of course, there are other things also to say, Ahdut. As we say many times, the etrog is for man that is scholar and does good things. Why? Because when a person is a scholar, he has a good taste. And if he has also good auto, that's ma'asim tovim. People want to come closer to him. Now this is the etrog. Has good taste, and I don't know if you ever made etrog. There are some Syrian women always, oh, boy, please, please, give me the etrog, give me have after Sukkot. They make halawiyat with it. They say the best thing, that, you know, they make from orange, from different things, apricot, but they make this sweet with the etrog. They say this is the best of all of them. This is etrog. Then has good odor and good taste. Lulav has only good taste and no odor. Hadas, the opposite. Good odor, but no taste. Araba, nothing. So you have four different kind of people. Unite them all together, but even though you unite them, you tie three of them. One, you just bring it close. You don't tie it. Etrog is the most important. Your mother, listen, you don't come to show the etrog is just the same as the rest. Put it together. That means the etrog also, a scholar with a good taste and good deeds, still he goes, he is concerned for others, but you should respect him that he is above all. This is why the etrog is not tied to the other things. Where do we learn from in the Torah that you should tie only three and not four? If you follow the Torah, look at the pasuk. Ukahtem lachem b'yom harishon, peri ha'etzadah, kapot temarim, va'anaf ha'tzavot, va'arbenah. You see, there is two with atvav, two with vav. In the Hebrew grammar, or you put vav after the first one with all of them, or you put vav only at the end, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Vihuda. You don't put in 2 years and two now. That's very strange. But shows you, alone. Then begins another sentence. Kapotim marim, va'anaf etzavot arbenahad, together. That is how we know that three kinds has to be tied together, and the one is that. This is the etrog. And let's hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us in this holiday of Sukkot, that we should celebrate it properly. And as they say, Sukkah always is considered also in the Barakat HaMazon say, Rahman Mizakenu Lishev B'Sukkat Oro Shel Leviatan. We shall live in the Sukkah of Leviathan. What does it mean? So at the end of days, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a big sauda to the tzaddikim, big party. And that big party, the tzaddikim will eat from the meat of the fish that's called Leviathan. And that fish will be a taste that never a person, no human being, tasted better taste than that in the world. That's what the Gemara said. Then, in the skin of that Leviathan, they make a Sukkah. And in that Sukkah, the most pleasant living will be in that Sukkah. And we say in Birkat HaMazon, Rahman Vizakenu, we shall have the merit that we will be in that Sukkot Aro Shel Leviathan. You know, tzaddikim. But the tzaddikim now would believe that a person in Sukkot should bring always guests or give more tzedakah to the aniyim. Why? Because it's written in the Torah, חג הסוכות, ושמחת בחגיך, אתה ובנך וביתך, רצית לבדר, והלוי והגר והיתום, והאלמנה, make others happy with you, the needy ones. That a person should look after the needy ones, that's why they say, ערב חג הסוכות, a person should increase the mitzvah of tzedakah more than other days. Because they used to bring guests. They say, if you bring guests, then there are very important guests will come into your sukkah. Who are the very important guests? Shiva Oshpizin Allain Kadishin. Seven very, very holy people that will come to pay you a visit. Who are they? Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Aharon, David. Then we have Moshe, Yosef, Aharon, David. Then we have seven Shiva Aspen. When a person enters the sukkah, he stands at the door, said, "Ulu Oshpizin Allain Kadishin, come in, guest." And there is a minhag in all Sephardic communities, they prepare a special chair, empty. They call it chair of Eliyahu and Navi. That's always they put that chair, the kesesh of Eliyahu and Navi. And Eliyahu and Navi also coming to visit us. You saw him, didn't you?
No, I didn't see him.
You didn't see him? Yeah? You may see him. This year you will see him. Because up to now you didn't know, you didn't look for him. Now you look for him, you'll see him.
But if you have his telephone number, I'll take it. Yeah.
But, take a rain check.
He's all over. He doesn't need no telephone number. No. That means, they say, every day, the most important is one. With him, they come to us, call him others. The first day, Abraham. And with him they come, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yosef, Aaron, and David. They come with him. Second day, the main guest is Yitzhak. With him they come, Abraham, Yaakov, and it's certain you see on those that make decorations for the Sukkah, only they say, Ulu Oshpizyan, and it's written on it, and the person who enters the Sukkah should look at it and read it. Ulu Oshpizyan, Li'ul Abraham. Let Abraham, my guest, come in today, and with him, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yosef, Aaron, David. Yeah.
That was a Mechakafot, Moshe, Aharon.
That's right. Very good. Hakafot also for that. Very good. It's good you remembered. Yeah. Besides that, in the Kabbalah, there is a lot what to do with it, with the Sephirot. Okay. Now I spoke a little bit on all the things of Sukkot, as we said, Al Ketzeh HaMazleg. On the tip of the fork. I mean, there are many, many more things to talk about if we come to discuss halakha, pilpul. There is so much what to talk. But we're just tasting a little what there is about the holiday of Sukkot. As I said, Yerason, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yizakenu, all of us, Lishay B'Sukkot Arosh Leviatan, we shall celebrate the holiday with joy and happiness for the family, for the children, that Be'ezrat Hashem, you will enjoy them, and the children will enjoy being Be'eshiv Lev Avot Al Banim, Lev Banim Al Avotam.
In the Etrog, what's the meaning of Dad and Shoshanta?
The what?
In the Etrog, it says Dad and Shoshanta.
Oh, you mean Shoshanta is the Pitemet, Shoshana, looks like the rose. Dad.
Shoshana and Pitemet mean the same exact thing?
Yeah, but Pitemet Asma Yesh Bashne Harakim. So Shoshana is a Ayon, so it looks like a rose of the open.
That's
the and that's right. A Pitemet, a Halakat Tahton, a Dad.
Closer to the front.
A Pitemet is a Dad?
Okay.
What's
all that one? Okay. A Dad, Kvo Bashad. Shad Yesh Lo Pitemet. A Ayon or Pitemet. A Tahton is a Kulo a Dad. כן. טוב. ברוך אדוני לעולם אמן אמן וחגם נחשה אומר רצה החדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיך חובה להם את המסות שנאמר אדוני חשב זכו ירדיל תורה וידיל